once again, beating on your undeserving eardrums.
It's Radio Like You Want.
With your host, Mike Routier.
And Flag the Ripper.
Flag the Ripper, here I come to save the day with my trusty friend, Mike Routier.
What's up, Flag?
Oh, man, I'm feeling good, dude. We talked to a rock legend. We talked to Spike Slauson.
Alfred E. Slauson,
that's right.
The first.
Alfred E. Newman Slauson. Man, he is all over the map. Swinging udders, dwarves, of course. But the real story is the Revolts.
He Don't forget Me First and the Gimme Gimmies.
Me First and the Gimme Gimmies, fresh in Australia.
That's
I just
right.
got a dispatch from them the other day. Fat Mike is awash in coke and women beating him mercilessly.
So
I love
business
that,
as
man.
Usual for those guys, huh?
Now, you go
way back with Spike, right? When did you guys first cross paths?
Me and Slauson, we met through the Frank Kozik poster art world. Don't ask me how that happened, but it's
like
the
a
one...
gallery showing? You guys were just walking around with your wine and cheese? And...
No, I think we'd slept with some of the same people at Man's Ruin Records was the deal.
Frank?
Frank specifically, yeah. And, you know, we hung out. We became fast friends, and I'm so proud and pleased as punch to feature Spike Slauson on Radio Like You Want this week. You know, he is a goofy, zany, crazy character, Mike.
He is, and we're going to start off with a big hit by his band Me First and the Gimme Gimmies. We're also going to hear some stuff by the Revolts. He also lays down the bottom for the Swingin' Udders, Filthy Thieving Bastards.
Oh, I forgot them, too.
The list goes on
and on. You can't swing a dead cat without a classic band.
He's also in the Dwarves every now and then.
Well, he is a rock legend. I mean, this week, it's all about Spike Slauson on Radio
Like You Want. Let's go eastbound and down.
Cowboys and cattlemen, how do...
Time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch your bandit run. Where do you think you're going?
Out.
What of it?
I'm a bad guy from a gun.
Employed by Chaos, the International Organization of Evil. My name is the Craw.
The Craw?
Well, not the Craw. The Craw.
Oh, yes, the Craw.
Sunshine came softly through my window today. Could have tripped out easy, but I changed my ways. It'll take time, I know it, but in a while you're gonna be mine, I know it. You'll do it in style, 'cause I made my mind up. You're going to be mine, I tell you right now. Any trick in the book, baby, all I can find. Everybody is hustling just to have a little scene. When I say we'll be cool, I dig that. You know what I mean. We stood on a beach at sunset. You remember when? I know a beach where, baby, it never ends. When you've made your mind up forever to be mine, I'll tell you right now, any trick in the book can now, baby, all I can find. Superman and Green Lantern, they got nothing on me. I can make like a turtle in a dark fog, afloat in the sea. You can just sit down thinking on your velvet throne, yeah, about a rainbow, say, you can have for your own. 'Cause I've made my mind up, you're going to be mine. I'll pick up your hands and slowly blow your little mind. 'Cause I made my mind up, you're going to be mine. Any trick in the book, I made my mind up, you're going to be mine. I tell you right now, I made my mind up.
Mel Torme right there, Radio Like You Want, Sunshine Superman. That's a big hit there for Mel Torme. And
for Donovan.
That's right.
One of my all-time favorites. A guy who found about a million ways to say, I like to fuck teenage girls.
And you found a million and one, right?
He is a rock legend. Donovan doesn't get the credit he deserves. You know what I'm saying? He's not a hippy-dippy. Go back, check him out. This guy is the original psychedelic pervert. I love Donovan.
Good enough
for
Mel Torme.
Have we been playing Donovan, Mike?
Well, we just played a cover right there. Good enough for Mel Torme, good enough for me. Playing a lot of covers tonight because, you know, Spike fronts Me First and the Gimme Gimmes.
That's right, and they are really the premier punk rock cover band of all time. Fat Mike's brainchild, you got to give it to him, but they're full of luminaries in there. Joey Cape and Chris Shiplin and the whole shot. It's a wild, wild organization.
Gang. Boats, before that, a band out of Sacramento. That's a band that Spike was at one time going to put out a split there with the Revolts. I'm not sure if that's going to happen or not. The name of that tune was My Mother Was Right. I know Spike's a big fan of that band, Boats. Check them out. Bubble and Squeak before that. La 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 Dickhead featuring Fat Mike right there. And we started off with Me First and the Gimme Gimmes, Eastbound and Down from their latest Love Their Country.
And it's a great TV show, too. If you get a chance, check out Eastbound and Down.
I'll do that. But first, I want to play a little track here from Spike when he visited me in my last show. He used to do a lot of karaoke and just sprung this on him. He picked it right up.
This would have been either a Billy Joel or Steely Dan song. We're at back in that time, but now, I really like you. You played me a preview of this.
It is going to kill. And it's going to kill. All right, we got the words up here. This is all official karaoke style. You tell me when, and I'll press the buttons.
Okay, I think I'm ready. Do you think you could turn it up in my headphones?
If you're gonna scream, scream with me. Moments like this never last. When new creatures rip your face, hybrids opened up the door. Ooh, baby. Oh, no.
This is too tough for me.
Come on, take one. Oh, it's over.
This is Spike from the Revolts. You're listening to Radio Like You Want.
Your house is in disarray. Your future's in a
right. That was Piles by The Revolts on Radio Like You Want. And, you know, speaking of The Revolts, I'm here with the singer of said band, Spike Slauson. Spike, it's great to have you at Radio.
S. Alfred Slauson at your service.
S. Alfred. Now, I got to talk about this Revolts record. This was my favorite record of last year. It was so great. Or maybe it was 2 years ago now, because I know you got more stuff in the pipeline, but... It's been a while. This kid on the cover, what is the story with this guy? Is that your cousin Vinny or something? This kid in the Iron Maiden shirt. What? I just can't even describe this look on his face. What is this?
He's my dear friend Lewis. He came from El Salvador, I think when he was about 10, 11, maybe 12 years old, and moved into my neighborhood, protected me from bullies at school.
This is a kid that you knew from Pittsburgh.
Yeah, exactly. Of all places to move from El Salvador.
El Salvador to Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
It's hard to say which one's better.
He became a skinhead.
I didn't know they had El Salvadoran skinheads, but I guess they do. I guess they have all kinds of skinheads.
Well, there's one.
So you got him on the cover, and he's just celebrating the Revolts here. And this record just, it kicks ass. What can I say? There's a particular... geometry to this this Revolts record, and it's just an EP. It's like it's hinting at genius, Spike. This is hinting at genius because I want to hear a full length record by you guys.
Working on it, in the pipeline.
Okay, and I hear that you got some guests too huge that we can't even go into it here on Radio Like You Want. We can just kind of tantalize people. You got platinum
stars. Well, you, for example,
stars.
Are going to be a big help, I think.
Yeah, well, I'll be in there. This is The Revolts pumping out Scales on Radio Like You Want.
Come to me, mine. Follow the light that I left shining. shining. Come to me, mine. Accept all that I am offering. I took so many drugs to see you. Ended up staring at my feet. Took up with derelicts and toyed with manipulation and conceit. My days are numbered as I and ship. I'm making all I can of my love. I'm giving all that I can give. Come to me, mine. I'm making all I can of my love. Come to me, mine. I'm giving all that I can give you, love.
After deep intoxication, the sobering up period for an average-sized adult may take 12 hours or more. Even beyond this amount of time loss, there frequently is a further period of partial incapacity.
Waiting for. Here is one of the most phenomenal acts in the history of show business.
We have the original mastermind, we own the scene. Take a ride on pacified, see just what we mean. Another classic for you. We have the original ruling class in the land of wax. Undefeated Sonic champions to be exact. Another classic for you. Another classic for you. Something that's new, true, something of rare perfection. Something so fine, every time, making an ear erection.
All right, that was the Dwarves with another classic for you, featuring Spike Slauson, great performer of our time. We've got him here in the studio in San Francisco. He's taking some time out of his busy schedule. Before that, we heard Me First and the Gimme Gimme's Sunday Morning Coming Down. Tell me about Me First and the Gimme Gimme's, Spike. You are the singer, obviously. Tell me about some of the luminaries in this band and what you guys are trying to do.
Well, we got Chris Shiflett, known for his work with the Foo Fighters, among others.
Mm-hmm.
We got Mike, who...
Fat Mike.
Is a media...
Who isn't even that
juggernaut,
fat.
Man.
Yeah. Owner of Fat Records. Aunt TV star. Par excellence. Coke fiend. That's Black my favorite part.
Gadfly.
Of it. Yeah. You gotta love Fat Mike. Who else is in that band? Joey Cape, of course.
Sexual... Pioneer.
Sexual pioneer, Joey Cape.
No, I was talking about Fat Mike, but I like it better. Sexual pioneer, Joey.
We got to play
Joseph
some,
Cape.
Yeah, if we're going to play stuff, well, he's from Lagwagon, of course.
He is indeed.
Fat Mike from NoFX.
Yes.
And then who else is in there?
Dave, also from Lagwagon.
Ah, all right.
And Scott Shiflett.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Shiflett's brother.
The doppelganger of Shiflett.
Yes, graciously tours with us.
It started out as doing a lot of kind of 70s covers, stuff to get the audience laughing. But now it's kind of evolved. I mean, you guys are, what, 8 records deep now or something? And you've done stuff dedicated to R&B and all these different motifs. Now you're going international. Tell me about this trip to Australia that you took.
Well, we recorded a bunch of songs in advance, in anticipation of going to Australia, a bunch of Australian pop tunes.
Like what? What tunes can we look forward to?
We did, like, you know, the Feeders version of the Olivia Newton-John song, Have You Never Been Mellow?
Oh,
so it's
Have
like
You Never Been Mellow?
Yeah, yeah. It's a twice-removed cover. That's, I think, the best one, the best of the bunch. I think there's Rick Springfield and Easy Beats, you know what I mean?
Rick Springfield, Jesse's Girl? I didn't know he was Australian.
I've Done Everything for You.
Oh, I've done everything for you. See, you folks didn't know that it was going to be like oldies
moment.
Night here on on Radio Like You Want. And, of course, Spike also plays with the Swingin' Udders. We heard from them, All That I Can Give. How long you been with the Udders now, Spike? You play bass and sing with those dudes?
In February, it'll be 13 years.
13 years of passion.
Mm.
Swingin' Udders, one of the great
and indulgence.
Working class, Oi style, Americana, Pogues kind of... conglomerations, one of the great bands from San Francisco. Spike gets all over the map. He delivers. It all happens right here on Radio Like You Want.
I'm a bird to run through the winter chill. Shortcuts are sold in a little pill. Sing songs of the drug lords and the avenues. Hope my life doesn't end. Cold day in hell. Blackbirds are feeding
The turned-on people who seem to set many of today's lifestyles are not the only ones smoking grass, popping bennies, shooting speed, or dropping acid. If they were, the problem would be somewhat less tragic.
This show country, let's give us hope! 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 Is it a job? Is it a crime? If you can pitch a nickel, you can pitch a dime. A lazy slob, nothing but time. If you can cinch a pickle, you can cinch a pine. Bump out of drugs, bump out of wine. You put the pimple, pimple, wishing you more time. All out of love, all out of lines. You put the simple, simple, listen to the shrine. I think it's getting better, taking slow. I think the film is better, and to go. We'll bring it to my level down below. You're so cartel, give me hope. In our settings that we're changing low. A week to feel much better as antidote. We'll see some fire in here at ground zero. So our trailers, give me dough. I'm being robbed, I'm being primed. So you can rip into Kawhi when we're in wine. A razor job, probably my kind. Throw you a stick and whistle, surface and a pie. Calls out a thud, pulls out a knife. He put a rip in dimples, give him my time. A lot of luck, pulls out a light. I put a rip and see my grave of file nine. I think it's getting better, take it slow. I think the film is better and to be cold. We'll bring it to my level down below. The soap got toilets, give me hope. It's in our settings, I will take it low. A week to film is better, sad to the dope. What seems so violent here at ground zero. The soap got toilets, give me dope. The soap got drop lots, give me hope. These so-called drug lords, give me dope. These so-called drug lords, give me hope. These so-called drug lords, give me hope. These so-called drug lords, give me dope.
All right, that was Drug Lords of the Avenues by the Filthy Thieving Bastards. I got Spike Slauson here at the Radio Like You Want studios in beautiful downtown San Francisco. Spice, the Filthy Thieving Bastards. Now, this is kind of an inverted version of the Swingin' Utters. It sort of started out in a kind of acoustic version of the Utters, but it's morphed. You've got the drummer, Randy Burke, is in there.
Yeah.
And then... So tell me about the Filthy Thieving Bastards.
Just more sort of pop-oriented type stuff. I guess it kind of veers into Pogues territory. And we played with Spider Stacy's played Tin Whistle with us. A bunch of Pogues songs. That was actually pretty cool.
There's a strong Pogues element in the Utters in general, too.
Yeah, you could say that. But my favorite stuff of the FTB stuff is generally like the poppier stuff. There's a lot of stuff like that. It's kind of more like that, the Drug Lords of the Avenues song.
And of course, Drug Lords of the Avenues is the name of Johnny's band from the Swingin' Utters.
Indeed.
He's got a separate band called Drug Lords of the Avenues.
Yes, he does.
Everything ties together here, Spike. That's what's so intense about it. I know that you're interested in a lot of old-fashioned kind of stuff, and that you actually play the ukulele and kind of pull out the old songs, grandpa style. Well, aren't you working on some stuff like this with Chris Shiflett at the moment down in L.A.? Are we going to hear anything soon?
Yeah. We actually did a couple songs, like his solo set. He played acoustic, and some people came up, and I came up and did a couple songs with him. And I think we did Animal Farm, just a bunch of covers. But
you're a master of diversity, Spike. You started as a punker, but you're one of those guys that's really successfully...
I don't know. I went to punk shows. But...
...branched out. You went to punk shows. You never quite looked the part.
No.
But you sound the part, my friend. And I know that you're kicking ass on all these recordings. Look at all these bands. Look at this output. But, of course, it's the revolts that we got to be looking out for here in the future. Spike Slauson, thanks so much for coming down.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, it's Radio Like You Want.
Looking for you.
the Revolts right there. Kick It Over from the Revolts 10-inch EP. Comes from their big debut. But I believe you can also hear that one on the new Swingin' Udders.
I will tell you what. The Swingin' Udders have made. They've come back. Don't call it a comeback, Mike. That would be wrong. But they're swinging back. They got a bunch of great tunes.
Yeah, last time I saw them, they came out and said, all right, this one's off our new record. And then they cut right into that Kick It Over there by the Revolts. That's not a new song by the Swingin' Udders. That's by the Revolts.
Spike is picking it up a notch. He started writing songs a couple years ago, and I'm so glad he did. The man is a master, not just at singing. He's come out with a classic band, the Revolts. It's where it's at, Mike. I'm pushing the Revolts this week.
Oh, the Revolts are fantastic. If you're not hip to him, you got to get out there and check it out. I know that he's got a new one coming out in Blag. You've been kind of helping out a little bit with that, right?
Here and there, man. As much as you can touch the genius of Spike Slauson, I have been attempting to, as well as making him make pizza. He makes some of the best pizza you've ever experienced.
Well, coming from you.
For a German, I think that's pretty damn impressive.
That's making any good food for a German is a really big feat.
That's right. For a dude from Pittsburgh to do anything without tripping over his shoes. I mean, come on. The man has come a long way. It's a long way from Pittsburgh, Mike.
We got to love Spike. We heard a whole bunch of his bands mixed in there with that interview you did, and
are we gonna get mail now from Pittsburgh? Is it gonna be like, you know, the housewives of Pittsburgh are gonna rise up against us?
The real housewives
of Pittsburgh.
Let them. Who gives a shit? Listen, I want to remind everyone to head over to the website radiolikeyouwant.com. It's got all our podcasts and all the stuff, the phone numbers and the emails.
We should watch Flashdance tonight in honor of Spike in Pittsburgh. I think it's beautiful.
If you want to be a feeling Pittsburghian, you got to do that. All right, as I mentioned earlier, Spike fronts Me First and the Gimme Gimmies. They're all about the covers. Here's a whole set of different people doing a bunch of punk rock covers. Starts out with a Bay Area classic.
Like a do New York, like close to New Jersey, just won't let you be. Here's McGee's, I got some McGee's on a Bay Street. You go to Detroit, it's all the same street. A typical city about it, a typical daydream. A typical city about it, a typical daydream. A typical city about it, a typical daydream. A typical daydream about it, a typical daydream. I'm leaving around. 1, 2, 3, ball trucker! Up to Buffalo, I've been thinking. Takes time, make a place to go. Just keep trucking on. What in the world ever became a Sweet Jane? She lost her spot, but you know she isn't the same. Living in bed, white bread, cocaine. All the break could say is it a shame. Sometimes the sun's all shining on me. Other times it's raining out. Other times I can barely see. On cocaine,
Dallas.
Got a soft drink machine, Houston. Close to New Jersey. Got the corn and beans, just won't let you be. Here's the keys, I got a new leg to travel. Tired of traveling, I wanna stop at McDonald's. One of these days, you know they gotta get going. They know, gotta go. I'm going home. Baby, back home. Sit down and patch my boots and get back trucking on.
Charles, you had an idea. Girls,
lots of them.
Shine is that just grim and baby.
touch your mouth. How can you say I go about things the wrong way? I'm inhuman and I need to be fucked, fucked just like everybody else. Darn.
Hey there, boys and girls and computer potatoes who have nothing better to do but listen to stuff on your computer instead of getting out in the real world and observing life and starting your own music and stuff like that. Yes, this is Radio You Think You Want, hosted by your favorite blowjob and mine, Blag Dahlia. And I already forgot your name. Who's the other host?
Just throw a mic in there.
This
it's all
the best
good.
Idea
throw
we've
all
ever
mic
had.
In there. You're listening to Radio Like You Want. Why?
Because Mike's on it.
But you didn't mention who the fuck you are.
Does it matter? Okay, yeah, I'm Jello Biafra, and
there
I just said all that stuff.
Take this job and shove it. I ain't working no more. Someone that gets the call to be the guy who's looking for. You see that guy is making away just walking out the door. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working no more. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working no more. From now on 50 years. Oh, it's time I see my woman driving through the tears. I see the lot of people down, I am a real estate. I get the show right off my back if I had the nerve to say. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. So I'm gonna let the corner be some time I'm working for. You made my time to spend my way from walking out the door. Take this job and shove it. I won't be here no more. That woman, he's a regular off that lambo, he's a fool. Got brand new skin and haircuts. He's getting so cool. What is it, I'm on my top. I made you see the look on his face when I turned the fuck to insane. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working there no more. I'm on a mission for the reasons I've been working for. If they don't try to get him away, he's walking out the door. Take this job and shove it. I won't hear no more. Take this job and shove it. I won't hear. I won't hear. I won't hear.
You sent for me, Comrade General.
Good morning. Our nuclear submarine Potemkin has disappeared.
Sabotage?
That is for you to find out. We have one lead. A connection in Cairo. You leave tonight.
I wasn't looking.
Nobody does it better than Big Spike Slauson, Me First, and the Gimme Gimmies from the Have a Ball record. Before that, we heard the Dead Kennedys, Take This Job and Shove It! I ain't working here no more, Jello! And before that, of course, Ohio's Finest, the Meat Men, How Soon Is Now from the Pope on a Rope record. We opened up with some San Francisco classics. I think this was one of the first bands I ever met when I moved here.
Oh, is that right?
I have not seen them in decades, eons. The Pop O'Pies and their version of Truckin'. I guess that was the most unhip thing you could do then, would be to do a Grateful Dead cover. So they went there.
Yeah, they did go there. They actually, Jerry Garcia actually hung out with those guys a little bit, was very aware of that version and gave it his blessing. And a lot of the members from Pop O'Pies went on to play
to
in Faith.
To do drugs with Jerry Garcia.
Well, they definitely did that. But they also went on to play with Faith No More. Now, just a couple months ago, probably 6 months ago now, Faith No More did a little reunion tour, and they brought Pop O'Pies out of the dustbin and had them open up at the Warfield here in San Francisco, which is a very large venue.
Is that
here
right?
In San Francisco.
Yeah,
so they haven't played forever.
Pop
O'Pies Revenge with Klaus Fluoride of Dead Kennedys on bass. And knocked it out of the park.
Believe it. The Pop O'Pies. But I think I hear Count Floyd in
not
the background.
Again. Oh my God.
I have a feeling that we just might be visiting the garage again, Mike. Tell me what's going on this week.
It came from the garage. That's right. Tonight we have a very special band, The Action.
Oh, that sounds exciting.
Glad you know where they're from, right?
England? Kentish Town, perhaps?
The Kentish Town 4, they were known as. Then the 5 when another guy joined. Then back to the 4 when he left. This is their classic, perfect. I'll Keep Holding On, right here on radio.
Like you want.
Someone The Guilty Pleasure.
It's like the Quiet Storm.
It's a brand new feature, Black. We're kicking this as the big debut right here.
These are songs that we feel bad about playing, but that's not going to stop us from doing it, Mike.
You get the big debut, Black. Set us up. What is your Guilty Pleasure?
This one's by Kesha, a girl that I banged, and it's called
Wake Up in the Morning Feeling Like P. Diddy.
Hey, what up,
grab
girl?
My glasses, I'm out the door, I'm gonna hit this city.
Let's
before
go.
I leave, brush my teeth with a bottle of Jack. Cause when I leave for the night, I ain't coming back. I'm talking pedicure on our toes, toes, trying on all our clothes, clothes. Boys blowing up our phones, phones. Dropped up and playing our favorite CDs, pulling up to the parties, trying to get a little bit tipsy. Don't stop, make it pop, DJ blow my speakers up tonight. I'ma fight till we see the sunlight. Tick tock on the clock, but the party don't stop. No. Unless they look like Mick Jagger.
Why do girls still like Mick Jagger? I don't understand why some young chick that's 20 gives a fuck about Mick Jagger.
He's, yeah, that's an odd name to check. I don't know.
It's like an old guy with liver
great,
lips.
Great
now.
Grandfather.
It gives me hope, Mike. Maybe I'll be able
gives
to run
us
around.
Hope, like,
that's right.
Don't
I'm
going
to be able to run around banging these young sluts forever. That's the spirit of Radio Like You Want, Mike. And I just want to say right here, I love you, baby. You are the man.
I'm a lot like Mick Jagger.
That's right. You
are. It's time for us to get the hell out of here. Check us out online, RadioLikeYouWant.com. We got the whole Facebook thing going on.
I am gay for Mike Ruth. Yeah, I'm going to come out here on a limb.
Flag is going nuts here.
Everybody's
Keisha
go.
Does this to him. It's his fucking pleasure.
Greedy. Worldwide.